by the penal code. Pens and Wright, in their most upbeat essay in the book, Prison Legal News Top 10 Non-Frivolous Prisoner Lawsuits, notes that between 1992 and 1995, all five of the prison cases that were heard by the U.S. Supreme Court, several of which the Supreme Court ruled in the prisoner's favor, were begun as suits filed by prisoners without the assistance of a lawyer. They summarize from a single year of PLN 10 prisoner-initiated suits that won, including a federal court ruling against 27 New York correctional officers for beating prisoners over a six-year period, and a District of Columbia case that found prison officials liable for the systematic sexual harassment, rape, sodomy, assaults, insults, and other abuses by prison staff of women prisoners. There is a final source of information on prisons which is not sufficiently appreciated, and worse, not in sufficient supply, prison staff and administrators. In their account of the draconian Florence, Arizona maximum security prison, much like California's Pelican Bay, O'Neill Staff and Dan Pins note that some ranking staff have resigned in protest of the barbaric and cruel policies being implemented. In California, Corcoran's SHU staff, most visibly Lieutenant Steve Rigg, Lieutenant Bob Talbot, and Officer Richard Caruso, felt they had no other option than to approach the local FBI directly about cover-ups at the most violent prison in the United States. Violence has been reduced as a consequence, but Rigg and Caruso are now pariahs to the California Prison Guards Union for breaking the code of silence and are struggling to find other careers. In the Pelican Bay Factor, Abdul Alukbala Shakur, a prisoner in isolation in the Pelican Bay SHU, focuses on the Corcoran Security Housing Unit. Since Shakur wrote his essay, 8 SHU guards have been indicted by U.S. attorneys after a several years long FBI investigation. Recently, the FBI opened investigations into guard corruption and violence at Pelican Bay and Susanville prisons. From 1989 through 1994, more prisoners were wounded and killed by guards at Corcoran than any prison in the United States. Virtually all this violence happened in the SHU, the security housing units, containing less than half the prison's total population. The politically powerful union representing California prisons, the CCPOA, in its article in its April magazine, The Peacekeeper, warned its 27,000 members to give careful thought as to whether to talk to FBI agents. The agents, CCPOA warns, are engaged in a game of deceit to lure innocent, non-suspecting prison guards into indictments by U.S. attorneys described as, quote, employing a strategy of high-profile sensationalism. Union leadership stoking a campaign to taint the FBI as criminal lovers informed the membership that the FBI now believes prisoners, not guards. I believe the real concern behind the union leadership advisory to the troops is not fellow traveling FBI agents with ears to prisoner mouths. The real anxiety is that guards keep their mouths shut. Nevertheless, the FBI, the public at large, correctional officers, prosecutors, and defense attorneys will all find that Penns, Wright, and Burton Rose have assembled a fine collection and that seeks to persuade with evidence and argument. And this is an article and a review of the book by Thomas Quinn, private investigator, who recently made the documentary video Maximum Security University about abuses at Corcoran Prison's security housing unit. The author dedicates this review to Ron Ridenhour, the soldier who broke the story of the My Lai massacre, who died in Louisiana recently at the age of 51. Again, this is in the September 23rd issue of the Anderson Valley Advertiser, which you can buy at the Book Loft right next to the Rio Theater. This has been Bathrobe Spears Broadsides, the Sunday edition. We'll be returning on Thursday at 6 o'clock with another edition of Bathrobe Spears Broadsides. We're going to go out on a little bit of music from Carol Denny. And I want to invite you to join our next talk show host, who's actually here in the studio. She's got a broader audience in mind. She's going to include the young at heart as well as the old geezers like myself. Is that right? That's right. She's nodding. So come on down to the Police Review Board meeting tomorrow if you want. Check out the SCAN meeting. Check out City Council meetings on Tuesday, and come to Sean Alimi's hearing at 8:15 on Tuesday morning in court. And do join us for Bathrobe Spears Broadsides when we resume on Thursday at 6. Thanks for being with us. Any questions, off-air, call 423-HUFF, 423-4833.
Plight. freight train is on its way, and on the track our bodies lay.
Oh, soul and bio, I've been misused. The matrix cops, they stole my shoes. Now hunger and cold are all I know, and Rush Limbaugh on the radio. Candles burn down right to the wick. It's been so long since I've seen the sun. In my final hour, I pick up a gun. Children are cold and in despair.